This is Life Talk, where we tell it like it is. Life Talk is motivational, helping you get to the next level in life. Life Talk is educational, to broaden your knowledge. Life Talk is inspirational, to get you fine-tuned to start doing what you love doing. Life Talk, sponsored by KmarEducation.org. And here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Welcome to Life Talk with Marietta. I am Marietta, and I like to start with, no one can promise that life will be fair, but if you keep your eyes on the prize, everything will fall into place. Fun summertime and coronavirus. Are you trying new things suitable for you or finding new activities? Things you always wanted to try and never took the time to do? Question mark. And by the way, we know what a student from Maryland wanted to do. ABC made him the person of the week this past Friday. And we'll discuss that briefly in our first segment. But with me tonight are my Life Talk contributors and friends, Norma Giannatasio. Good evening, Norma. How are you?
No Norma yet.
Okay, well, no Norma yet, but Destiny Witcher is with me. That I know. How are you, Destiny?
Okay, I'm okay.
That's great. That's really, really great. And thank you for being with us tonight. Norma Giannatasio will be with us shortly, I hope. Before we get started, I do want to go over a couple of things. And Destiny, you remember we had the pet project for 3 months. We were giving pet food away to pet owners. You remember, you were actually, that's how we met and became friends. And you know what's so nice? You know what's so nice when people acknowledge? And I want to share with everybody a little card that I got the other day. It says, "Dear Marietta, my dog Chippy was the recipient of dog food donated by the Natural Pet Outlet in May and June, while I had temporarily lost my job due to COVID. I am back on my feet again. I want to thank you a million times for your generosity. God bless you now and forever. Sincerely, Debbie Alberti." And she also said, "The world is a better place because of people like you." Isn't that lovely?
That's very nice.
And that's from the Alberti family. In Stratford. Now, I just want to let our engineer know I can hear my echo. And that's not supposed to be like that.
I can too. Oh, me too.
Okay. Anyway, so I want everybody to know, our listeners, that next Sunday, July 19th, we're on from 7 to 8. And I have some incredible guests. And one of our friends and guests is Gene Thompson, songwriter, consultant, and author from Hollywood, California. Greetings, Gene, tonight. All right. So I think we're getting ready to start the first segment. And our engineer, if you can do something about the echo, that would be great. But let's start with the first segment.
Unchain my heart.
You're going to be on the show.
All right. You're listening to Life Talk with Marietta. Norma, are you on with us now?
Yes, I am, Marietta. I'm sorry. My phone was going dead, so I'm plugged in now. So sorry.
That's all right. Thank you, Norma Giannatasio, our life contributor and friend and the best pina colada maker. Thank
Artie
you for being
here.
With us.
Artie is here.
Right.
Artie is here. The best
cheer
maker is here.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, that's great.
Hi, Art. How are you? Yeah. I want you to meet my friend on the other phone, Destiny.
Destiny?
Hi.
Destiny.
Hi. How are you, Destiny? Good to meet you.
Oh, nice meeting you.
All right. Now, everybody, the echo is gone. Thank God. Anyway, let's start with the first segment. And I just want to make sure to reference to it because I was very impressed with this young student who made news this past week. He lives in Maryland. He worked as a garbage collector for 3 years to work himself through college, and he was just accepted to Harvard University. And I reached out to him, and of course, I'm hoping that he can make it in one of the other segments. It was too short notice, of course. But that is incredible. He had a very rough upbringing. He's a black gentleman, and you know what? I found a clip from Don Lemon, and it was all about racism. And Don was interviewing several celebrities, and the clip we're about to play is from Morgan Freeman, what his opinion is about that. So please take a listen.
I think that race plays a part in wealth distribution, or either a mindset that you can't
today,
or cannot. Yeah.
No.
You don't?
No, I don't. I know. You and I, we're proof. Why would race have anything to do with it? Put your mind to what you want to do and go for that. It's kind of like religion to me. It's a good excuse for not getting there.
Where are we in the United States?
For not getting there.
Yeah. Norma, we can hear you while this clip plays. And I just want to point out, in order to get something done in life, you gotta have assertiveness. If you don't have assertiveness and the eye on the prize, in other words, the goal, yeah, you don't have to even try to get any place. So without this assertiveness and the strong desire to make something of yourself, yeah, nobody will get anywhere. And this is a perfect example of a young man. And he reminds me, he looks a little bit like Tiger Woods. Very attractive young man. Mm-hmm. And very humble, too. So, mm-hmm. But without assertiveness, you know, you can hang it up. So yeah. He had very little help, but he had a little bit of help. You know, a couple of people that believed in him, and then the garbage company he's been working for 3 years, the son of the owner introduced him to a professor, a university professor. And that's how the ball really started rolling. So anyway, you did read the story, right, Norma?
I did. I actually did. I listened to Morgan Freeman yesterday, and I listened to the fellow that got himself into Harvard. It's inspiring in story. But also you have to remember, too, that neither one of them or a lot of the actors that have been blessed with beautiful careers blame anything on their past. They're not living in the past.
Right.
And I think that's part of the reason they can move forward is they're not living in the past of what happened to hundreds of years ago to their generations anymore. The Italians and the Irish and the Jewish people that were persecuted in the United States when they came over. Everyone faced that from other countries. It isn't just the black people. So I think they got past it, and that's why they were able to move forward. Because the Italians got past it. The Irish had bad times. Jewish people had bad times. All religions and all ethnic groups had tough times coming to the United States. It isn't just black people that experienced this. So I think that's why he moved forward. Because he's not living in the past. He's not expecting anything to be given to him.
Yeah. And also I just like to make short reference to it. Look at the job market. The finance industry, the finance world I was in, totally dominated by males. And for you to stay as a woman, to make it in the finance world, you have to be like a man. And then they have respect for you. So that means, right, as a woman, you got to kick butt. And you better believe I learned to kick butt. Right. So, right.
Yeah. We all have been exposed to various challenges.
But you can't expect the government to give you everything. You can't expect a free ride. That's my point, is you can't expect a free ride. The other ethnic groups that came to the United States didn't expect a free ride. They expected to work hard, learn the language, and I think that it's all gotten way out of proportion right now. I think it's fair to say that all people have been persecuted, and it's unfortunate, but that's the past. And I don't know. Most of the people I know are not discriminatory. They care for people. They do the best for each other, and that's what the world should all be about, is doing the best for each other.
Exactly.
You know, making it a better world. Yeah.
Exactly.
Making it a better world. Also, good for him. Good for him.
Also, he paid his dues. He understood that in order to get someplace, you got to pay your dues. And many people, they just want to be somebody yesterday, mm-hmm. and they're not mm-hmm. willing to pay
yesterday.
Their dues.
Right.
Yeah.
With no work.
They want it yesterday.
Right. No, it doesn't happen that way, though. You and I both know that. And most people that work hard in their jobs, and maybe jobs they don't even love, know better than that. It's tough, Marietta. You know that. Life is tough. It's not a rose garden. Nobody promises you anything. If you don't get out there and do it, you're not going to get anywhere. If you're just going to expect the government to give you everything, it's a losing battle. It's down a nowhere road.
Yeah. You know, I would like to, in case, I think I didn't even mention the young man's name. His name is Rehan Staten. So mm-hmm. he's been a garbage collector for 3 or 4 years. He was going to college. His father got very sick. He had to continue with the garbage collection to pay medical bills. He said, I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, finish one run. Didn't even have a chance to get cleaned up and start, my classes early in the morning. I had to sit way in the back because of, he didn't have a change of clothing with him. So in other words, for all the people that are looking down at others with a superior attitude, I have something for them. Yeah. Show me what you have done with your life and then we can talk.
Right.
For you, and I'm not saying you, Norma. I'm saying everybody that has a superior attitude.
Right. Yeah. I agree. And expect something for nothing. The world doesn't work that way.
That's right.
The world doesn't work that way. Yeah. It's not how it runs.
Destiny, what are your thoughts on this?
I think he did a great job. I mean, he was looking ahead, not back, and he worked really hard, and he wanted to be a more educated person.
That's the key, Destiny, is education is the key.
Yep.
But
that's
also
that gets you a lot of places.
Right. You also got to change your environment. When you have a certain upbringing, he had a tough childhood where it was just his brother and the father. The mom left, abandoned them, and they had to step up to the plate. But the bottom line is sometimes you also have to change environment. But anyway, I just congratulations to this really great person. I know he'll be great, and I'll do my best to get him onto the program, in one of the segments. But I just want to talk about, ladies, what have you done in the last 3 months, 4 months? Something that you've never done before. And Whitney, Destiny, if you want to start with that, please.
Well, I have a couple that I didn't do in the last 3 months, but they're things that I think that would be fun, okay? So I've broken it down into water. One of the things I did this week is I went to a favorite spot by the ocean where I could hear the ocean, the waves come in, meet your best friend, share a meal, mask 6 feet apart, and 2 cars. And it was good. I got
you did
to
that?
See somebody.
Where
did
you
go? I did that this week. Somebody called me up. They said, why don't we get down? I'll bring dinner over to your house. I said, no, I want to get out. So actually, my best friend is my daughter. So,
okay.
Anyway, but we had a nice time. And then we decided to leave as soon as the fireworks showing up. So another
where did you watch the fireworks?
Well, they were people in the crowd that had the fireworks, so I wasn't too hot about fireworks that are not put on by people who do it for a living. So God knows what they had. And I wasn't going to wait to find out if they had cherry bombs. So anyways, another thing is I wash my car in the rain because we have a shortage of water. So I put on my bathing suit, flip-flops, rain hat, sponge, soap, and wash my car in the rain.
That sounds like fun.
It was. It was cool. And I got all wet. My car got all wet, and I got my car washed. And then the other thing is...
You're serious now, right? You're serious.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I got a white car that hasn't been washed in a while because my hose connection is broke. Anyways, another thing is blow bubbles outside. I love bubbles. I used to do that with all the kids I used to take care of. And then the other thing is I didn't go for a boat ride, water ski, slalom, or a disc. This one you'll like. I went go for a ride in your Corvette Stingray convertible with the top down. That's fun. Go for a ride to some place that you have not gone to. Figure out a way to go without modern technology. You know what I mean. So read a book, Atlas Map. The old-fashioned way. Next is music. Listen to older music. I listen to Dick Robinson on WICC at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. I try to guess the song titles and the person who sang the song because they're in the 30s, 40s, 50s. I was,
You were still in the womb. You were in the womb.
But some of them I can guess. I mean, I know Frank Sinatra, so
yeah,
got that one going. Then I play music on the piano, write a song, dance to music, to your favorite songs. That's good exercise. I do that. The other thing is I'm trying to learn how to do a hula hoop. Not doing well. Can't keep it to go around. And then something else is I like to, I can't do this, but I know somebody does this. Learn something new from a computer or TV. Make a new recipe. That's nice. Look at a magazine for ideas on changes for decorating your house. Go outside at night.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Go outside at night to find the known constellations. That's a lot of fun because every night, it changes. And then the other thing is plant flowers, vegetables, watch them grow, read a book, or write a book. And then thing is, I got more.
I want to bring Norma into the conversation. Okay. Norma, what did you do the past 4 months?
Well, the first 2 months was a little tough because I wasn't working. I took walks and did the normal things, social distancing. But right now I'm with my niece and her boyfriend, Jim, and me and Artie, and we're having a lovely dinner together at her house, and we're enjoying each other's company. And we sat outside and had hors d'oeuvres, and we're inside having dinner right now. And I've been just enjoying my family. I missed seeing my family for the last 3 months, and it's time.
Yeah.
It's time for me to be with my family. It's depressing not to be around people I love. And I've just decided that I'm back to work, and I want to get back to my normal life as much as I can. I've been doing all those other things, writing poetry and all that, but it's time for me to get outdoors and enjoy my life because, it's what we have to do to feel healthy in our mind and our body and our soul.
That's right. And when it really hit us around March, the beginning of March, the first 2 weeks, I just continued, my regular routine, getting up, getting like I was going somewhere. And then after 2 weeks, it really hit me. And over time, I have to say, I enjoy from time to time not to do anything, which I have never done in my life. Because the past 30 years, I've been like a hamster in a wheel. Go, go, go. So very seldom did I take a vacation or anything, or just
sat there and to read a book. No, I always, and if I did, I would feel, it never even occurred to me. So what I did now here in the beginning, I felt guilty. Now I plan, okay, on Thursday I'm taking off, or on Monday I'm taking off, and I'm not taking any calls, and I can't go on appointments anyway. I can't work yet because of the economy. So I learned not to feel guilty, not doing anything, period. I lost the guilty feeling. That's a big thing. So that's something that I achieved. I'm going back to cooking since I'm the only one who cooks, I don't eat out. So I better prepare myself some good meal, really prepared with care, just like if I was cooking for somebody else for a guest. So cooking with care for myself, I'm learning that. Again, trying new recipes, that's exciting, but that hasn't worked really that much for me.
Yeah.
And I enjoy watching films from all over the globe. Documentaries, for instance, the National Geographic, they have some great documentaries on TV now, specifically immigration and their work as people come into our country. It's incredible, that documentary that they have on National Geographic. It's very, very interesting, and the job that they have. And the people that bring stuff into this country and then claim they know nothing, it's really interesting. It's fun. And then, of course, our 90-day fiancé, that's getting more interesting, too. So I'm enjoying that. And I don't feel guilty one bit. It doesn't always have to be brain, something for the brain, you know, oh, the brain has to be fed. No. This is all relaxing time and fun time for me. I'm only speaking for me. So, and I think the main thing is not to feel guilty, because when you come from a hamster wheel, you know, I know I can get right back into it. Because I don't miss a beat. I watch the economy. I watch what's being said on television and on radio and on the internet. And I know when to jump in. You know, I don't miss a beat. So, ladies, I just want to tell you, we're going for a break now. And I want our audience to get a little peanut colada or some iced tea. We have a few commercials we're going to play. I do want to mention to you ladies, just to be conscious of what you're saying, because it might go out on air. So just, push the button. So we'll be back with Life Talk in a couple of minutes.
RAPropertyCareServices.com is your Fairfield County landscaping company for trees, garden, seasonal property maintenance, and snow plowing. 20 plus years experience, senior citizens discount. Call today for free estimate, 203-280-3495. That's 203-280-3495. On the web, RAPropertyCareServices.com. The Camellias, A Dream with Wings, a wonderful book written by author Enig Nivre, reaching ages 3 to 11, helping every child grow, learning about forgiveness, goal setting, acceptance, and fundamentals of life. Go to GeneThompsonMedia.com for purchase. GeneThompsonMedia.com. The Camellias, A Dream with Wings book.
When your windows need cleaning, call the experts.
a betterviewcleaning.com. Residential and commercial services. Call Paul at 203-284-8836. That's 203-284-8836. abetterviewcleaning.com. Want something special for your next event or business? Try farmtoheart.org, a traveling petting zoo with farm animals and ponies JJ and Georgie. Petunia the mini pig says to call Kristen at 203-243-0882. That's 203-243-0882 anytime. TheHealingMindMagazine.com is a life learning classroom connecting globally, home of Life Talk Radio with Marietta and podcasts. Get to know exceptional people through awareness, education, inspiration, motivation. We establish movement, change, and growth for mind, body, and spirit at any age. Come join and be part of our radio and magazine community worldwide. Visit and subscribe to TheHealingMindMagazine.com. That's TheHealingMindMagazine.com.
Express yourself. Do you write poems or stories? Have you published a book or love sharing new recipes for our The Healing Mind magazine? New stars are born every day at any age. You just have to try it. We want to talk to you. Contact Marietta at 203-505-3660. Fulfill your dream and be a part of the Life Talk team. Sponsored by KmarEducation.org and TheHealingMindMagazine.com.
Home sweet home.
People are putting time and energy and money into their homes right now.
There's no better place to put it.
And as a result of all that effort,
yes,
a lot of junk needs to disappear.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
You won't just be saying home sweet home anymore.
You'll be saying extremely very sweet,
big, open, spacious,
sparkling, junk-free home.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
No.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we'll help make your auto repair, maintenance, and restoration projects easier. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need to do the job right the first time. Now, for a limited time, get 15% off a set of Brake Best pads and two rotors. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Holly Lane Shoes Blowout Kizik Sale going on right now. Save up to $40 on hands-free footwear. Take advantage of 20% off gift card purchases available online only at hollylaneshoes.com. They are open to serve you. Please support them while they support our communities in Stamford, Norwalk, Shelton, Orange, and Danbury. Thank you for shopping local.
Feet in pain, don't complain.
Come on in to Holly Lane.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Life Talk with Marietta continues on WICC 600.
And thank you. We're back. You're listening to Life Talk with Marietta. I am Marietta, and my two guests tonight are Norma Giannatasio and Destiny Witcher. Thank you, ladies, for being with us tonight. I really, really appreciate it. And we want to talk a little bit more about going out, starting to enjoy the restaurants and so forth. And Norma, you were telling me a story on Thursday. You have been out a few times. Give us an experience, the experience you had.
Yes, actually, we did have a talk about it. I've been out quite a few times the last month or so. I've been to SBC in Milford. I've been to the Outback in Milford, and I had very nice experiences. They have a limited menu. They are social distancing people very adequately. Every other booth, every other table, there's no reason to be afraid. There's no reason to be nervous. They are handling everything in a very professional capacity. And people that think they shouldn't go out and eat are very much mistaken. They should. The businesses need the money. They need the help. They need the people to start coming back slowly, and they're not crowding people in. Lots of places are taking reservations. They do have limited menus because of the, profit and loss issue with cost.
Right.
Other than that, we were very happy with the experience, and it's nice to feel normal again. It's nice to go out and go out to dinner and feel like a human being again and not have takeout and not be in your house hunkered down. And it's the waitresses appreciate you. The owners appreciate you. And it's really lovely, even if you have to go indoors. But outside is wonderful, and indoors is just as safe. There's no reason to fear going out any longer.
Well, I'm glad you're saying that, and I want everybody to know we're not advertising for these establishments. This is just your personal story that you're sharing, because I have to say, I have been very afraid to go out to restaurants or even buy prepared foods. Now, I'm hunkered down in my own fear. That's what it is, right?
So, yes, it is. You are.
Norma,
you are.
I'm looking for your feedback. Right.
Yeah, well, yeah, you are hunkered down in your own fear, because life has to get back to normal, and we're the top state in the United States of America, and people should start going out helping these small businesses and the restaurants and the waiters and waitresses that are struggling with putting a mask on every day, working 8 hours a day with a mask on. They really appreciate us coming in. I mean, life has to get back to normal eventually, and our economy and the welfare of Connecticut depends on people getting out there. I'm not saying every night of the week, but at least once a week, venture out and see how safe it is and see how comfortable it is and see how wonderful people are treating you. And don't think that it's people are not taking this seriously. They are. The owners are taking it seriously. The health is taking it seriously. And the patrons are taking it seriously. I have nothing but the best to say about any restaurant and any locale that hasn't taken this seriously, including my own business.
Yeah, I just want people to know, for people that don't know you, now you have a beauty salon in Milford. Now you're used to working with the client really closely, because they either need their hair cut or so it's for a certain length of time. And I have to say, it's good that we're talking about this, because I'm used to having my nails done or a pedicure. I didn't even want to go to get my pedicure done. I did it myself, not to save money, but out of fear, sitting next to somebody, in that seat. And it's all my own fear. So I do want to talk about that, because we have a lot of people that think that way too,
Well, fear can hold you back from living your life. And there's a margin of safety that's being controlled by every business owner. Listen, none of us want our clients to get sick. None of us want to get sick. So please understand that we are intelligent enough in our professions to do the right thing. People need to know that. Hairdressers, restaurant owners, cafe owners, bar owners, we're all ready to handle this issue. And if you don't allow us to do this, you're really undermining our intelligence as a human being to know what's the right and wrong thing to do for our clients and for ourselves and for our staff.
Right. Thank you for sharing that. That was good that to talk about that. But I know, Destiny, you were going to say something. You started.
Yes. Yeah. I have a fear of going out because I listened to the governor, and he suggested anybody that was 65 or older to stay home, who have preconditions. So what mm-hmm. happened is, I am one of those people, and I try to be very careful. I wear a mask and I wear gloves, and I did go to a restaurant, but it was takeout. So I am supporting my favorite restaurant in Milford, and I enjoy going out, but I am not ready to go sit outside. Well, of course, when we went, the restaurant inside wasn't open yet.
Mm-hmm.
So was takeout, but people will go outside on the porch and sit in the rocking chair. So, but the person I went with decided to eat in our cars. So,
right.
I am just, at 75, I'd like to live a little longer, so I'm not in the same position as your friend, the hairdresser.
I'm sorry, Destiny. I'm 76 and I'm a cancer survivor. So I'm older than you and I'm a cancer survivor.
Okay, but I have three very bad conditions. So
uh-huh.
I don't consider going out at this point. It might be safe, but I don't feel comfortable toward it. So it's
you have to do what you feel is comfortable for you, right. But I have the right to do what I feel is comfortable for
me. I'm not holding things. If you're doing everything right and you have customers, that's great and wonderful. We do need an economy. I'll agree with you with that. But I just have to be really cautious. A person that loves me wants me to be super careful, and I am an only relative to that person. So I'm being exceptionally careful.
Right.
That's all.
No, I'm glad I got both point of views, and it's an individual thing. So I personally feel okay if it's just one person I'm dealing with when I do go out. So when I go out and get my shopping done, I don't really have to talk to anybody, maybe to customer service briefly, then I do my shopping. And, I go back home. Or let's say, for instance, when I go to the dog shelter, it's just one person that I deal with mask, and there's nobody else around except the dogs in the, so I don't need to stand in my bikini with thousands of people in the water and socializing with others. I don't like they do right. down in the where is it? Ozarks? In those swimming
yeah.
pools, the young people.
Right.
So I don't need
Not
to
a
do
good
that.
Idea.
No. So, but I think just to get into the habit for myself now, to keep going out a little bit every day, just to start checking my comfort level, because
right.
the fear can hold you back. That's true, Norma. That's very true. But I came to see you on Thursday. I felt very, very comfortable in your store, in your shop, in your beauty parlor. Everything was immaculate, and everybody wore masks. I felt very comfortable. I didn't think about anything once. But
right.
I know you.
Right.
Your salon. I know you.
Right.
For me, I just don't want. Oh, and also what I saw when I went to Westport to the post office, they had maybe three or four people in line, standing in line by the counters, waiting to be waited on, and then they had a line outside. So they only had maybe five people inside in line, and the rest of the line was outside of the building. That was interesting. In the heat.
Right.
It was this past Tuesday.
Yeah, and there are some things that you can do now, like church was closed, but my church now does a Zoom. I'm not comfortable going inside of a building with more than 25 people. So I go to church via Zoom, and we have a Bible study on Thursday, and we had a service this Sunday. But I'm not comfortable going back into the church yet.
Norma, are you back to church? I know you go every Sunday.
I do. I am also on Zoom. I go to church at 9:30 now, and it's an hour. And I spoke to my pastor today and a lot of the people that I haven't seen in a while, and it's nice. But I am looking forward to seeing them in person. I like the social aspect of going to church. I like to go to church. I like to get up. I like to get dressed. I like to visit people. And so I miss it. And we won't go back till September. But I'm ready. When it's time to go back, I'll go back. In the meantime, I do Zoom. Yes, I do. And I appreciate that.
And Norma, if you would please share with us how some of your customers, how they feel about coming to your place, meaning going out, having to go out, you know, to get the service done. Share some of those stories with us, please.
Okay. Some of their stories are 90% positive. Some of the people are actually going to casino. They are spending a few hours there. A lot of customers that I come in are very comfortable coming in the salon. They're looking forward to coming back. I think most people want to get back to their normal lives. I understand that there's a fear, but also they want to mental health wise, it's important that people get back to their normal lives as soon as possible. And that is a big deal with most people. Depression is starting to come into the picture. And that is an aftermath of what's happened to us. And it's unfortunate that people feel that way. So the more they get out, the more they're coming out, the more they're feeling better, visiting family, outdoors, socializing and picnics, the better they feel. And there's a few of my clients that have expressed they've actually gone to the casino for a couple of hours, left and come back. And listen, whatever makes you happy and whatever you're comfortable with, that's what I believe in. I believe in each person has a right to their own opinion, their own way of getting through this. And God bless you if you're not afraid. And if you are afraid, then stay home. Most of the people I've encountered are looking back to getting back to their normal lives.
Right. And we just want to tell our audience, we're not talking about or encouraging going where there is a room full of people. We're not talking about that.
No.
Because that's what I would be very afraid of, a room full of people. And that really starts with, think about this. When you go to a local post office and you go and you wait in line, and sometimes the line is right to the door, to the entrance door. Now, you stand there sometimes for 10, 15 minutes. Now, that I would not do because that's too close. Just standing close.
Not really, Marietta. They're social distancing in the post office. They have markers where you stand. Not really. You're really underestimating the intelligence of the postal service, the hairdressers, the restaurant people. People need to realize that we are intelligent human beings and we could figure this out. We're going to protect ourselves. We're going to protect our clients. We're going to protect our patients. The postal service has got markers where you stand. You go up one at a time. It's not what you think it is. If you got
wait
out
a minute.
There.
Wait a minute, Norma. I just answered my own question on Tuesday. They had 5 people in the Westwood Post Office, and the rest of the people were outside of the building. Now, then I had another thought, and I just answered my own question. So I still have old information in my head from the other post office here in Trumbull. So before the COVID started. So I just answered my own question. So
I'm talking about recently. I'm not talking about 3 months ago. Recently, it's very well organized. Very well organized. I found everything very well organized. Everywhere I go is very well organized. People are standing in line. They're being patient. They're waiting. The rest of the store owners, the Home Depots, the Lowe's, everyone has everyone going in. When you walk in, they ask you what you're looking for. I just don't find anybody that's not taking this seriously and responsibly. And that's my opinion.
Yeah, well, that's good because we need to have these discussions because it doesn't mean when we're thinking a certain way that we're correct. That's why we have these discussions.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and that makes me feel a little better for the coming mm-hmm. week. That's very mm-hmm. important. I don't know everything to the contrary. You know,
I've been to Lowe's, I've been to Home Depot, and they are all very respectful. You walk in appropriately. People ask you what you're looking for. You stand in a marked area to check out. I mean, if you don't get out there, you're not going to know what lengths people have gone to protect their own staff and people coming in. I mean, we've got this handled in Connecticut. We've got this down. We know what we're doing. We're intelligent people, and please give us credit for being intelligent people. We're not taking this lightly. We're doing the best we can for ourselves, our staff, and our clients. Nothing else I could say. Except
No, you said it all. You said it three times. So, yep. And I'm sure there are people out there that, you know, they haven't been out. I had to go out because I don't have anybody that food shops for me. So, yes, I have been to food stores. I have been to Home Depot. I have been to the post office. And that's about it. I have not gone to any restaurants or takeouts or anything. So, and now the banks are opening. The banks are opening on appointment. If you need anything on appointment, you call them up and you go in at a certain time and you're being
and the
helped.
And the motor vehicle as well is open by appointment, just in case anybody wants to know. That's also by appointment.
Okay.
Motor vehicle is open now. Yep.
Excellent. See, yep. I'm glad because, I mean, Destiny, did you know some of the things that what Norma was saying? I didn't. Did you?
No, I do not go food shopping. I have not been to the post office. The only place I go is the bank and the gas station. And this is while they were closed. So all I do is go to the drive up. Then I go right across the street and they pump the gas. I don't even get out of the car. I'm a little leery when I sit in the gas station when I have my car service, but usually I'm the only one there. But I always have gloves and a mask, so I haven't tried to go shopping any place. I have two people that shop for me, and I go to a food pantry, and they even take precautions because. When I used to go to the food pantry once a month, you could go in and you would help. You could select some of the things that were on the shelf. But now, since this virus, you do not go in the food pantry. The last time I just went this week, and what they did is they talked to me on the phone and they said, "Do you want this, this, and this?" And I say, "Yes, yes, yes." I say, "No, no, no." And then they bring all the stuff out, they put it in my trunk, and I leave.
Gotcha.
They wear masks and they wear gloves and they just put it in the car and I leave.
Right.
So that's
now, Norma. Right.
Yes.
Norma, I want to ask you, what should people do about the anxiety, depression, and the fear? What would you suggest?
Well, I would suggest not giving into it. If you get out there, you'll find out that people are more conscious and more aware than you ever thought they were. People are intelligent. Give them a chance to prove that they know what they're doing. We are professionals at every level, and we're trying to do the best for our clients, our staff, and ourselves. And if people don't go out there and find that out, you know, your fear can really hinder you from getting well. And let me just say this, that the fresh air and getting out of your house is the best thing that can happen right now, is that sick people should be quarantined, but not healthy people. Healthy people should be outdoors, breathing fresh air, enjoying their life. Because tomorrow you could be hit by a car, a truck, a plane, cancer, diabetes, something else is going to get you but the coronavirus. It's not all about the virus. So there's many people fighting other illnesses along the way in this past year, including myself, that have nothing to do with coronavirus. And God bless everybody who's fighting diabetes, cancer, kidney disease, that has been fighting this all along without a second thought about the coronavirus, just wanting to get the best of their life and come through it healthy. So please don't let this and control you to the point where you have no sense about what's really going on around you. I just wish that people would just lighten up a little bit, relax, and enjoy their life, because tomorrow, for another reason, it could all come to an end. And if you love somebody, love them harder, hug them harder, love them longer. It's all I could say. It's just live your life.
Yeah. You know what came to mind as I was listening to you, Norma? This whole thing, this anxiety and fear and depression, just creeps up on you just like a fog. And before you know, you sit in the fog and you don't know it.
Right. I agree. But you got to get out of the fog eventually.
I will.
Yeah.
You got to think. I want to make sure that I feel comfortable. I don't have to sit in the restaurant. I take my own, whatever I feel comfortable with. And outdoors, I believe, walking, going to the beach here. We have beautiful beaches.
Wonderful.
Long Island Sound.
Wonderful.
3 minutes.
I want everybody to know this whole thing, it just captures you just like the fog before you know.
Right.
You're all fogged in and you don't realize that you are.
Right.
That's
you're
what it is. Because we are intelligent people. You know,
we are, and we can get into depression that we can't get out of, and you know, we don't want that to happen to us. We want us to go back to a normal, healthy life, which we lived before, and that's our goal, is not to stay the way we are, not to stay in fear, but to go out there and live our life, because tomorrow it can all be, one phone call makes a big difference in our life. It only takes one phone call. I've known that. I know about that. So, I appreciate every day I live and every day I wake up.
Two minutes.
And how many minutes? We have 2 minutes left?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Destiny, to wrap everything up, we have 2 minutes left. What would you say that you would like to do differently from right now going forward?
Oh, I would like to have my life as it was, not in fear. And the one thing I miss is going grocery shopping. Can you believe that? But I love to go to the grocery store, but I don't do it.
Yeah.
So maybe a little bit down the road when they've come up with a shot for this bug, I probably will go out. But until then,
till you I'm feel comfortable. Till you feel comfortable.
I have to remember the loved ones who are doing everything to keep me from being exposed to it. And I am in the high mortality rate of those who have died.
Norma and
over 75.
Norma and Destiny, I want to thank you for being on tonight. Like to remind everybody, we will be on July 19th, next Sunday, emotional fitness, self-care, and healthy distractions. That's what we're going to talk about. We will have some great guests. Norma Giannatasio and Destiny, thank you for tonight. Have a pina colada on me, ladies.
Oh, I will. Uh-huh. Artie's about to make them right now. He's making an impact right now.
Thank you. Can I give one reminder, Marietta?
No, we're getting off air. Keep it for next time. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Good night, everybody. Have a good week.
Income taxes. Good night.